Welcome to Micro Audio Podcast Tourism in Malaysia. My name is Uzaidi, or you can call me Yuyu, and today's topic is about travel agent. Do people still use travel agents? Sometimes us, we feel that with all the digital disruption, our travel agents are no longer relevant, but the fact is people still need travel agents. Yes, people still use travel agents, although the role of travel agents has evolved in response to changes in technology and consumer behavior. Here are some reasons why people continue to use travel agents. One, expertise and advice. Travel agents often have extensive knowledge and expertise in travel destinations, accommodations, and various travel options. They can provide personalized recommendations based on their experience and insider information. Two, time savings. Planning a complex trip can be time-consuming. Travel agents can save customers time by handling all the details from booking flights and accommodations to arranging activities and transfers. Three, access to exclusive deals. Travel agents may have access to exclusive deals, discounts, and packages that are not readily available to the public. They can help clients find the best value for their money. Four, customization. Travel agents can tailor travel itineraries to meet the specific needs and preferences of their clients. Whether it's a honeymoon, a family vacation, or adventure trip, travel agents can create a customized experience. Five, complex itineraries. For trips with multiple destinations, complex itineraries, or special requirements, example, a group travel, corporate events, travel agents can simplify the planning process and ensure everything runs smoothly. Seven, crisis management. In case of unexpected travel disruptions, such as flight cancellations or natural disasters, travel agents can assist clients in making alternative arrangements and navigating the situation. Eight, peace of mind. Some travelers prefer the peace of mind that comes with having a professional handle their travel arrangements, ensuring that everything is in order. Nine, personalized service. Travel agents can offer a more personal touch, building a relationship with their clients and getting to know their travel preferences over time. 10. Specialized travel. Travel agents who specialize in niche markets, such as luxury travel, adventure travel, or cruises, can provide valuable insights and recommendations. 11. Digital detox. Some travelers prefer to disconnect from technology and rely on travel agents to plan and book their trips, allowing them to enjoy the experience without being tied to screens. While the internet has made it easier for individuals to book their own travel arrangements, travel agents continue to play a valuable role in the travel industry for those seeking convenience, expertise, and personalized service. The choice to use a travel agent or plan independently often depends on individual preferences, the complexity of the trip, and the level of expertise required. There you go, guys. If you are worried that your business is no longer relevant, don't worry. All you have to do is to provide value-added services to your clients. If you need ideas on how to market your travel agents, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. There are a lot of information and tips in that channel. All right, see you in next episode. Have a great day.
Do you know what is the biggest evolution in travel industry and how it will affect your business? It's local experience. More and more people are adding leisure travel back into their lives, but interestingly, their preferences are changing. According to a recent survey, travelers are yearning for a more authentic and local experience over tourist attractions when discovering a new destination. If you want to know how to tap the $447.30 billion local experiences tourism market, go to http://uzaidi.live. There are free videos on how you can take advantage with local experiences. Go to website uzaidi.live now.
Don't forget to subscribe Tourism in Malaysia at any podcast platform. We are at all the platforms like iTunes, Google Podcast, Amazon, Spotify, and a lot of others. Do subscribe for free, and we don't want you to miss any of the episode. See you in the next episode.
Let's be united and promote inbound tourism in Malaysia.